You're listening to the Gratitude Podcast, episode 101.
Sleep architecture is, you know, how are you sleeping? Like, how many hours a night? Are you waking? Are you waking up at certain times? Is your diet affecting this? You know, do you have the TV on all night? Do you have electronics or lights in your room that will keep you from sleeping? Are you putting away your electronic devices, you know, 45 minutes in another room before you go to sleep? So I think sleep architecture is important. And I do think the weighted blankets help prolong sleep. They are thought to increase your serotonin and decrease your cortisol and make you sleep deeper and longer. And I can tell that by the recordings. You know, on our website, we have people that come in and talk about the effect that the weighted blanket has had on them.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Laura LeMond. She's the owner and the co-founder of Mosaic Weighted Blankets. After years of trying to identify a solution to calm her system, in 2010, she began to discuss with her girlfriends a way to help herself and others feel less anxious and enjoy life more. The weighted blankets provide the womb sensation by adding even pressure across the body, and it's an amazing technology with many, many happy users. She has like almost 300 five-star reviews, and people are just so enthusiastic about her products and how much it's actually helping them in living a better life and in feeling less anxious. So I'm really happy to have Laura here to talk with us about anxiety, about gratitude, and of course, about weighted blankets. Laura, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So let us know a little bit about your story. It's very interesting and it starts really early on, and I'm sure that our listeners will enjoy it.
Well, I was born 6 weeks premature, and I'm a twin, and we had blood transfusions. My mother was Rh negative, and so we had a very stressed birth, and my mother, it didn't work out for her to nurse us. So, you know, I think it caused us to be a little bit more stressed, and this was back in 1963, so she said that she noticed when she put us in the crib together, my twin sister and I, she let us sleep together, that we would cuddle up together and lay on top of each other. So I guess I've always kind of had sensory processing disorder. You know, I've always craved weight on me when I was a little girl. I had very selective tastes. I hated polyester, you know, the pajamas that they'd put you in and zip you up where it was all polyester. I'd cry about those. You know, I had pronounced likes and dislikes. I'm very musical. You know, I'm terrible at math. I'm, you know, a great reader. I have kind of these strong things that show across in my personality. Same thing with foods. I had certain textures that I did like and didn't like, you know, never cared for pink. So I think I kind of fall now, if I was a kid in school, you know, back in 1969, they probably would have said, you know, Laura has either ADHD or sensory processing disorder. But back in 1969, that really hadn't been diagnosed. So they didn't really know what that was. So I kind of fast forward here to college. I will say also that I was a very good student. I was very musical. If I'm interested in an author, I'll read everything by that author. If I'm interested in a musician, I'll listen to everything by that musician. You know, so it's just kind of a different take on the world, I think, for people that don't have any kind of sensory disorder or ADHD. You know, I wouldn't say that everybody got me growing up, you know, but I did thrive in school. I had really bad handwriting. I do remember that, which is another kind of part of the sensory processing ADHD. personality, and extremely disorganized, have always been, you know, until this day. So anyway, I was at the University of Texas at Austin, and I took my Riverside Shakespeare, which is the big book. It's real, real heavy. And I put it on my feet and I fell asleep, and I slept really well. And so I started piling books on my feet. And I remember one of my roommates said, "Well, you know, why are you doing that?" And I said, "Well, you know, why aren't you doing that?" So I've always felt very strongly that, you know, weight helped me to sleep. After I had children, I created this, I found these ladies that were part of a church sewing club, and I had them make me a blanket with little pockets, and we put sandbags in them. And so at that point, I had just had two kids, and I've been with IBM for a long time. And I don't know, it just occurred to me, you know, friends started asking me about them, people, we started talking about it. And I researched and came up with the poly pellets and realized that there might be this solution in a weighted blanket. So, you know, we researched weighted blankets, what the therapist recommended. They generally recommend 10% of your ideal body weight. For kids, it's 10% of body weight. And for anybody that's on the spectrum, autism spectrum disorder, you know, sensory processing disorder, ADD, ADHD, you know, it's all, the autism is a spectrum from, you know, mild symptoms to more serious symptoms. They recommend if a child's been diagnosed with that, it's 10% of your body weight plus 1 to 2 pounds. So, you know, we got some fabric, we made some blankets, we started this website, and it was just a hit out of the park. I mean, we've just grown and grown. Now we're in Cedar Park, Texas, which is just outside of Austin. And we have, you know, throughout the year, we go from about 18 to 20 employees all the way up to 25 employees at Christmas. So, you know, we're just very busy. But I think my story is that, you know, when people call in and say, "I have a nonverbal autistic child," or "I have a child that just can't calm down," or "We're having trouble sleeping," or, you know, "I'm, you know, I have anxiety and I can't calm down," you know, I talk to about 75% of the customers that call in, and have, you know, for years I did it all by myself for about the first 3 years. I've been in business since 2010. So I feel like I can really meet, you know, customers, you know, where they live in the sensory, you know, processing disorder world, or, you know, where you just can't quite get comfortable enough to sleep for, you know, a myriad of reasons. You know, like I think 50% of our population, more than that, suffers from insomnia. I think 1 million Americans, or between 1 million and 3 million Americans, suffer from anxiety and panic disorder. These blankets are helpful with restless leg syndrome, because they pull down the legs, and they're helpful for the autism spectrum disorder spectrum. So the blankets have just been very popular, and the business has grown significantly. So that's kind of the story.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's such an important part, actually, of our life, the sleep, and when we have a great sleep, we can be more grateful for our life. We can enjoy the things that we have in our life more, because when we think about the other option, when we don't get enough sleep, when we suffer from insomnia or anxiety or panic attacks, life isn't that enjoyable. And when I found your website and I looked at what you were doing and at the reviews that people were writing, I was amazed, like, how much this simple thing can influence our life and our sleep. And I'm just very happy that we got to meet and to speak about this topic, because it's so important. Like, on the podcast, I speak a lot about what we can do while we are awake, what we do in our own heads to be more grateful, to be more happy with our lives. But there is an important part that I haven't addressed yet, and we're addressing it now, the sleeping part, and the fact that we can have a much better sleep thanks to technologies like the one that you that you're working with and that you're sharing with the world. And I think that this is amazing.
Thank you. I do know that, you know, if you go in for a psychiatric diagnosis, one of the things that the psychiatrist will talk to a patient about is their sleep architecture. And the sleep architecture is, you know, how are you sleeping? Like, how many hours a night? Are you waking? Are you waking up at certain times? Is your diet affecting this? You know, do you have the TV on all night? Do you have electronics or lights in your room that will keep you from sleeping? Are you putting away your electronic devices, you know, 45 minutes in another room before you go to sleep? So I think sleep architecture is important. And I do think the weighted blankets help prolong sleep, that they are thought to increase your serotonin and decrease your cortisol and make you sleep deeper and longer. And I can tell that by the recordings. You know, on our website, we have people that come in and talk about the effect that the weighted blanket has had on them. And I think that, you know, the sleep architecture is important. And the nice thing about the weighted blanket is that, you know, it's an investment. You have to buy one, you have to use it, but you don't have to take a pill. You don't have to get a prescription. You don't have to see a doctor. You know, and I would say for about, I don't know, 90 to 95% of the people that, you know, order blankets from us, you know, it's good. It works. It's great. They're comfortable. The other thing I will say is that, you know, the sleep architecture is important at all ages. I mean, we have clients that are kids, teens, adults, and seniors, and there's something going on in every age group, you know, that we see. You know, for children, it's waking at night. If, you know, if you're a parent, if you have a kid that's not sleeping, you know, if the child wakes up and there's something heavy and that's warmed up to their body temperature that's next to them, you know, sometimes they'll just wake up and pull their weighted blanket back over on them and fall asleep. I have had numerous comments from parents that, you know, once the child has a weighted blanket, they're in their room less at night, you know, and if the mom and dad are sleeping, the child are sleeping, everybody's happier. It makes for a better day, makes for better routines and, you know, better appetite, just, you know, kind of everything and meeting that basic need. I think teens have an onset of hormones. They have a lot of different things going on. You know, sometimes now with the electronics, we see, you know, in social media, we see the onset of some kids being anxious, you know, school's hard. There's a lot of focused activity. I feel like kids and teens don't get outside as much as they should. You know, now as opposed to when I'm 55, it's when I was a kid. You know, we were outside a lot more. But I do think that the weighted blanket can help soothe that, you know, kind of the insecurities and the anxiousness and just kind of all the drama and all the longing. You know, everything's such a big deal when you're 16, you know, everything. And, you know, there's this hyper focus on for so many kids, you know, for so many teens. But I have had numerous parents, they're on our website, you know, they get that 19-year-old freshman in college, they get her a weighted blanket and she's sleeping better. You know, the 15-year-old that's having trouble with school, they get the weighted blanket and they feel like, you know, your life is a bowl of experiences. Like, you know, going to school, there's different layers. There's like, you know, your allergies, your sleep, your meal, your social relationships, your job, your educational experience. So if you can improve one area of your life, it will reflect into those other areas, you know, of the bowl to make it a better experience. I think in general for adults, what we see is insomnia, you know, and they're maybe 40s, 50s, you know, adults aren't sleeping as well. Some adults are afflicted by restless leg syndrome where the legs move, you know, it's connected somehow to the brain. They just can't get their legs to calm down. It keeps them awake. So, you know, we mail out and send a lot of weighted blankets for, you know, that particular area. And I just think that a lot of people will relax and sleep better and see a little bit of that increased serotonin, you know, under a weighted blanket. If you do enjoy Wait on You, it's certainly worth trying. And I do think that with seniors, we've seen a pronounced improvement with seniors that get a lightly weighted blanket. For seniors, you want a 4, 5, or 6, or 7 pound blanket. You know, the weight sits on your whole body, on your organs, your heart, you know, your lungs, everything. So I think it's really important for seniors. I have found, and I made my mother a weighted blanket. She's a tall lady. She's about 5'6", and she was about 165 or 170, and she was 80 when I made her this weighted blanket about 7 years ago. And I brought her this, you know, 12, 13 pound weighted blanket. And, you know, according to her height and weight, it should have been 18 pounds. So I put this 12 pound weighted blanket on her, and she goes, "Oh, Laura, this is too heavy." She goes, "I appreciate you making this, but we need to take this way down." So I got her a 38 by 50 kind of lap weighted blanket. She carries it between the bed and the couch. You know, she's 87. She watches TV a lot. And she's just like Linus with this weighted blanket. I mean, she loves it. She keeps it on her lap. I think it decreases the sundowning syndrome, which is, you know, people, I think in, you know, recovery, some of the assisted living facilities, you know, rehab, you see some of the senior adult population, it's called sundowning. And it's where like they cry or they get upset or they get, you know, distressed between like 5 o'clock and like 6 or 7 and 8 o'clock at night. It's almost like putting a child down. So these lightly weighted blankets, if you have a senior in your life, you know, it really can comfort and calm them. And my mom says it makes her feel like she used to feel. So, you know, just to take your question and go off on this jag, you know, I just feel like these blankets, if it hits you right, and if you enjoy having weight on you, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. We don't recommend them for children that aren't walking well. You don't want to put a weighted blanket in a crib. You don't want to give it to a baby, you know, maybe a 2 to 3 year old child, or that they're walking extremely well. That is where you would start. And then, you know, on through your life with the weighted blankets for different ages.
This is wonderful. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was, you actually anticipated one of my questions, like who is this good for? Like who are the people that would see the most benefit from weighted blankets? And I love the fact that you went through all of the age groups. And usually what I saw also in your reviews, that many people choose to give them as gifts, or it's something funny happens that when they get to a place, like if you have a weighted blankets and someone comes to your place and they experience them, they want one too. That's really, really funny. Yeah.
I have stories of families that like they'll buy one weighted blanket, and then in one of them, this little girl kept coming over and spending the night at their house, and then she took the weighted blanket home. So they had to order another weighted blanket. And I, in fact, have teenagers and have had, you know, weighted blankets come and go and had to take more home because people will try one and they're like, "Oh, I just, you know, I just love this." So, or they'll say, "We have one in the family, but we're going to get more." They make great gifts. It's a, you know, weighted blankets are, it's an investment. You know, it's, they probably start as low as 99 to 100 for a small 38 by 42, you know, 5, 6, 7 pound weighted blanket, all the way to a couple of $100 for, you know, like a good full size adult weighted blanket. And, you know, you're looking for 10% of your ideal body weight, because the blanket's going to lay on your frame, right? So if you're like 5'2" and you're supposed to be about 120, but you weigh about 150 or 160, you don't want to get a 16 pound weighted blanket. You want to get one that is appropriate for your height, weight, for your ideal body weight. And for instance, I'm 55 years old. I've had, you know, 2 kids. I weigh, you know, I weighed 105 when I got married, but I have a 10 pound weighted blanket because I'm 5 feet tall and it fits my frame and I love it. So there will be different preferences for people. Some people like the weighted blanket a little heavier. Some people like it, you know, a little lighter. If you do order a weighted blanket and it doesn't work out, if you order it from us or you order it from somebody else, you know, you're ordering it generally for your height and weight. So I would call that company or call us and let us know that it's the wrong size and get it back and do attempt to get the right weight for you. But it's a great gift. You know, I feel like birthdays, Christmases, you know, wedding gifts, the sizes that we carry are for, you know, children, 38 by 42, 38 by 50, 38 by 60, which is 5 feet long, which is great for, you know, an 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid. And then we carry the 42 by 72 inch, which is the general adult. If you have a teenager that's 11 or 12 and you feel like they're going to grow because they really start to get really tall, they really grow at like 12 or 13 or 14, I would get them that larger size. We also carry our products in cotton and minky. The minky blankets are really great. They're 100% polyester. They're very comfy, cozy. You know, if you're in Canada or if you run cool, the minky blankets can run a little bit warm because they're 100% polyester. Everything else that we carry is cotton, so it's very breathable. And the blankets do reflect the temperature in the room. So let's say you live in Arizona or Texas or Florida, but you put the weighted blanket in a room that's 72 degrees, the blanket's going to sit right at 72 degrees. So they're not hot because the filler that's generally used, which is the poly pellets, do acclimate to the temperature in the room. We also custom make couple blankets. We offer doubles, which are 54 by 75, queens that are 60 by 80 inches, and kings that are 70 by 80 inches. I really recommend the queens and kings for two people. You know, we had one guy that was like 6'7", that weighed like 250, that was a defensive tackle. His name's Kyle Bosch. He's a professional NFL football player. You know, he ordered a weighted blanket that was a queen size for him because he's a really big fellow, right? And the double size weighted blankets are good if you're trying to match that on a bed for somebody that's really tall, you know, somebody that's wide. I mean, I think that those would work for you. But for the queens and kings, I think that those are better experienced with two people underneath them. Because like if you're my size, you're 100, you know, whatever, 25 pounds, you know, you're 5'2" and you have a queen size bed and you're like, oh, I'm going to order a 15 pound weighted blanket for my bed. All the weight does is just sit on the bed and it doesn't really do the bed any good. It's really better to order a blanket just for your size and then work it. You know, if you have bedding that you want, get the bedding that you want and then keep the weighted blanket at the bottom of the bed. Because if you were going to go to a therapist, they would put the weight on you. Do you know what I mean? Like I've had parents call me and say, oh, I've got a 5-year-old who's got a queen bed. So we want to get a 8-pound weighted blanket for this, you know, 60-pound child, but we want it to be a queen size. And I'm like, no, no, no. You know, let's take that back a couple of steps. One other thing that we do offer is we offer about 50 to 65 colors. I want everybody to have what they want. And I feel like if it's an attractive color for you, that you'll use it more. And that's really true for small children. We offer, you know, Spider-Man. We have a fabric called Creeper that's a Minecraft fabric. We have Minions. You know, we have daisies and, you know, butterflies and dinosaurs and just anything for a little child that will get them excited about their weighted blanket, you know. And then for adults, we carry beautiful batik colors that are in blue and purple and pink and green, you know, any, you know, ocean blue, any color on that spectrum. We carry white just for plain bedding. We carry black. We carry khaki. We carry a lot of solid grays. But we do try, we have something called champagne bubbles. We do have a really popular for teenagers outer space fabric. You know, if you're going to get a weighted blanket, you know, you can make it fun. You can get something that appeals to you personally. And it will also kind of, you know, when I see colors, it makes me feel feelings. I don't know about the rest of the world, and maybe that's part of my sensory processing disorder, ADHD, but I get really excited about colors. And so I feel like if you're going to go ahead and order one and invest the money, you know, get something that you're really, you know, crazy about. I think another good gifting idea, if you're going to get it for somebody, is, you know, if that person looks online and they're like, hey, I really love the champagne bubbles, or I love the ocean waves, or I love, you know, the deep sea marble colors, you know, whatever, go ahead and let them, you know, pick out that blanket ahead of time so they've seen it. We also do gift certificates so they can log in and get exactly what they want. I do have this old fashioned, I don't know, I guess it's a Texas thing, but you know, men love plaid. So we carry, I know she have on a plaid shirt. We carry probably 15 different plaids, and we carry a red and black, you know, we call it big red plaid. We carry a big blue plaid and like a royal blue and black. We carry some of the hipster plaids in gray, blue plaid, you know, we have a sensible blue plaid. We have maroon for like Texas A&M. We have a green and khaki plaid. So I think that a lot of times during the holidays, women will see a blanket, you know, they're going to go shop for their husband for a weighted blanket. And I'm living proof, and this company is living proof, that men love plaid. Because, you know, we just sell so many of them, you know, it's very popular, and women too, but I think mainly for the men population. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off track. I hope I'm answering your questions.
Okay. No, you're actually anticipating some of my questions, and this is amazing. Like, I wanted to ask you how would it be better to approach buying a weighted blanket if you are with your spouse, if you're sleeping with your spouse and you have a queen size or a king size bed, and you answered that perfectly. And I think it is indeed important to have something that's personalized, and it also feels good knowing that it's yours, like it's something that you have, and you can use it around the house as well if you want to lay on the couch or on a comfy chair or something like this. It's like you're doing now, actually. Our listeners won't know this, but you're actually enjoying a weighted blanket right now, right?
Yeah, I'm just cold, so I put one around my shoulders to keep me warm. It's like 104 here today in Texas, but we have the air conditioning real far up, and so I don't have on sleeves. So yeah, you know, I think routines are important for anybody to establish a good routine. So, you know, if you come home and if you're tired, you know, I've got a weighted blanket that's a little one, 38 by 60 at about 10 pounds on my couch downstairs. And then upstairs in my bedroom, I've got a full, you know, time one. We also offer these little weighted lap pads. So they're like 18 by 30. And you can get extra weight where you want, if you want extra weight on your feet or extra weight on your shoulders. Everybody kind of has a hot spot where they enjoy the weight. Like with me, it's my feet and my legs. Some people really want the weighted blanket like on their shoulders. For instance, I'll have hairdressers come in and look for a weighted blanket, and they instantly put it around the back of them for their shoulders. But we do offer these little extra lap pads that are, you know, they come in 14 by 22 for the tiny little kids. And then for the bigger kids or for adults, we offer the 18 by 30. They're great for car travel. They're great for air travel. So, you know, I guess we just want to create a product, you know, that I want everybody to have what they want. So the lap pads are a really good deal. You pick the color, and then we pick the fabric, and you tell us if it's for a child or an adult. And then we send you one in that color, and they're like $19.95 and $24.95. And then in the minky fabric, that's that plush, really nice fabric that we have. we do have neck wraps that we make specifically for the neck. You can heat them up in the dryer. You don't need to put them up in the, you don't need to put them in the microwave, but they're especially comforting for, you know, like downtime. But I guess what I was saying is, if you walk in your house and if you're going to nap or you're tired or it's evening or whatever, you know, once you become acclimated to that weighted blanket, when you sit and you put it in your lap, you will begin to get sleepy. It will, you know, have an effect on you. I don't think in the first 5 minutes that you put it on, that it's like Superman, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm already falling asleep. You know, that does happen occasionally, but I think it takes a while to get acclimated, you know, to the weight. But the more you attach to get to your weighted blanket, like I'll take it in a pillowcase with me on an airplane to travel because I can't sleep without it, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a pretty certain thing.
Amazing. I love how many uses you have for the weighted blankets and how many situations. Just one thing that I loved about the review that I read, someone said something like the fact that they are like the pads that you get when you want to get an x-ray for your teeth. And for people to get a sense of it, right, it's something similar to that.
Yeah, people tell us two stories. I get these same, you know, now I understand because I've had so many phone calls over the years. You know, I used to wonder, like, why do you walk in the doctor's office and you tell them two or three things and then they know what's wrong with you? Because I think they get the same stories over and over. And the two stories that I get are, number one, I went to the dentist office and they put on the x-ray vest. And I loved it. It made me feel so good. I wanted to take home with me. And they wouldn't let me keep it on during the dental procedure, but I wanted it on me. So that's one story. And then the other story is like my grandmother had this heavy quilt. Like we'd go to my grandmother's lake house or we'd go to, it's usually associated somehow with grandparents usually, you know, and we had this one guy said we have this old iron quilt, you know, and he said that he had, you know, always remembered that and had always wanted that heavy quilt. So that seems to be, or people call and they say, you know, I pile things on myself to go to sleep. Like, you know, I have 8 pillows and my spouse hates it because we have so many pillows on the bed, you know, or we're knocking pillows off the bed all night, or they're piling, I don't know, I pile books on my feet, but that's a sign that you need a weighted blanket. If you can think to yourself back that you had an early experience where you had a heavy blanket that you liked, you liked the dentist chair. And then also that if you're putting stuff on yourself, and actually parents will call and say, you know, I have this teenage boy and he's piling his like Boy Scout, you know, camping, you know, thing that he puts on him to go to sleep. And then he's got pillows and then we wake up and he's all sweaty in the morning because he has to pile himself on this to go to sleep. You know, to me, that's a sign that the kid needs a weighted blanket too. So, but yeah, I do hear those stories quite often.
And I wanted to get back to something. You mentioned a weighted blanket as being an investment, and people invest a lot, and there are pretty expensive products on the market in mattresses, and they are very important for our sleep. But I think this can be like a really easy way to give someone like a gift that actually helps them with things that really, really matter, like with the fact that they feel less anxious. It would be a little bit weird to gift someone a mattress, so but you could give someone a weighted blanket, and I think it's as important as a mattress, and of course the price is much better than the price of a mattress.
Well, do you want me to talk about what goes into making a weighted blanket?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So people ask us that all the time, like, why is a weighted blanket so expensive? Okay. So what we do in our shop is we get, you know, the fabric that you want. We cut it, like, let's say we cut a 42 by 72 inch blanket. We then chalk it with 42 evenly matched squares. Because we, you know, sew the blanket and then you sew the panels and then you divide that weight by 42 pockets so that you're making sure that like 0.7 ounces or 1 pound or, you know, half a pound is mathematically formulated to go into each pocket all through the blanket. So for a really good seamstress, it takes about anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours to sew that blanket. So, and then we use really top of the line quality materials. We use 100% cotton. The Minky that we get is the high end plush Minky, and we use the high pile plush Minky. And then for the kings and the queens and the double weighted blankets, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, it's more labor because it's more labor intensive. So anybody, I mean, we make all our products in the USA, like we make them right here in Austin, Texas. You know, you can come in and see where we're having them made. I know a lot of people order them. Other companies order them from overseas. They're made overseas. But however, wherever you got this blanket, somebody sat down and probably spent 30 minutes cutting it and shocking it, and then an hour to 2.5 hours sewing it and putting all the pellets evenly weighted through the blanket, and then double stitching it all the way around. So it's really like a 3-hour deal. So it's not, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, you know, why can't this be priced like a, you know, like a basketball or like high end sheets or whatever. There's really a lot of labor that goes into it. I actually want to support crafters that want to make their own blanket. We do have do-it-yourself kits. So if you want to order a weighted blanket and the fabric is pre-chalked, you get the amount of pellets. You know, I think they come like 10, 15, and 20 pounds. And you can get them from children's sizes, medium, large, and then our extra large. You know, I just want to encourage anybody. We do have people that call and sew that, you know, get instruction from us on how to make them. You know, you need to be able to sew pretty well to make one. But, you know, but we do, I mean, we do provide that service to people that want them. So, but if you think that, you know, it's just making a weighted blanket and have an environment where you can cut and make weighted blankets. It's a very, practiced, you know, step-by-step manufacturing environment that we have, and we use geometric tolerances and we're careful about a lot of stuff. So, you know, if people wonder why that's so expensive, once they understand the methodology and the process and the cutting and everything that goes into making it, and then these seamstresses that actually do get our DIY kits and make them, you know, they have a great appreciation for, you know, how long it takes to make one. So that's why they're expensive. You know, that's just so you understand, that's why they're expensive. So
truly, to be honest, I don't think they're expensive. Like, if you think about it, if you compare it with a normal blanket, it might feel like that. But if you think about the benefits and how you live life, if you have that weighted blanket, if you rest better, I think it's a worthy investment, and it's something that like that provides so much value and so much happiness in your life that it really doesn't matter. Like it shouldn't be too cheap, because we wouldn't appreciate it as much probably. But what I also wanted to ask you is it only for people in the States, or Who can order a weighted blanket?
You know, I'm one of the first people that got into the weighted blanket business back in 2010. So I'm kind of one of the granddaddies of the business. I do know, you know, we will ship, and there have been some competitors that have entered the market recently, which is why I mentioned, if, you know, you're mentioning who can get one. We ship anywhere that UPS ships. If you do get an American-made one and you want to ship it to Australia, you're going to pay UPS ground shipping fees to get it there. And I don't really know what my competitors are doing, but we ship all over the world. We ship blankets to – I've shipped a blanket to Hong Kong. We've shipped some to Germany. We do ship quite a few out through the USPTO to the troops. There's a lot of troops that suffer from PTSD. So, you know, Germany and different parts of the world, Latin America. We do a lot of business in Canada, and we do some business in Mexico. So, but you know, it might make more sense if you live in, like, let's say you live in Australia, and I'm just going to give this away because I think it's fair. You know, there are Etsy crafters that craft all over the world. So, like, let's say your duty and import to Germany is like $300 or $400, you know, if you can find somebody on Etsy that will make that blanket for you in Germany, it might be a better thing to look there.
All right. That's very generous of you. And I really appreciate it. Appreciate the fact that you've mentioned this. Like, I'm really excited about the fact that Mosaic Weighted Blankets is going to be a sponsor of the Gratitude Podcast, and our listeners will hear a lot about the benefits of weighted blankets and about your company. And I'm really hoping to hear many stories from my own listeners about how the weighted blankets have helped them to be more grateful, to be happier, and to live with less anxiety and other problems that we deal with every day. So thank you so much for being here with us. Let us know where we can find you, where we can order the blankets, and if people, our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, where can they do that?
Okay. So we're at www.mosaicweightedblankets.com. So it's weighted as in the past tense. And we're on the first page of Google. So if you search for weighted blankets, we'll probably come up on the first page. And I think one of the main benefits to our company is that we offer over 65 colors. We use 100% cotton fabrics. We do children's, teens, adults, seniors. We do weighted blankets for couples. We do the cotton and the minky fabric. And we do ship UPS ground. We do a lot of UPS ground shipping. So we do get a really good rate. I would say we're almost kind of halfway competitive to the kind of shipping rate that Amazon could get. So it's Mosaic Weighted Blankets. And we do have an excellent return policy. You know, you have a 7-day window or 7 days of, you know, free sleeps with a weighted blanket to see if it works out. And then if it doesn't work out, you can return the weighted blanket and we will do 100% refund of your purchase. So, but yeah, that's where you find us. And we're thrilled to be involved with you. And this is such a unique medium to share awareness about weighted blankets. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So make sure you go to Laura's website. You see there all of the amazing colors that they have and all of the options. Usually you can also see the reviews there. So you can check them out and you can get some ideas on who you can give a weighted blanket to, or I don't know, order one for yourself and maybe order for the whole family afterwards, because I'm sure that you'll be as excited as many of the people that have actually experienced it. So thank you so much, Laura, for your time, for being here with us, and for sharing your story, and also for doing the work that you're doing. Like, I'm really, really happy that we started this together, and I'm sure that many people will live much better lives thanks to you.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.